Kovalov lost it to Getzlaff. He lost it back. In front, Malkin between the legs. He scores! Oh, he wanted to put on a show, and Evgeny Malkin does to make it 7-4.
In the second highest All-Star game in history, Pittsburgh's Evgeny Malkin provided one of the most memorable goals. Sam Rosen the call right here on NHL Radio. Malkin shot with the stick between his legs and put the East up 7-4. The West rallied from a four-goal deficit, and after 65 minutes, the game was tied at 11, but one of the hometown heroes settled the score.
Here's Alex Kovalov of the Montreal Canadiens. Left-handed shooter. Picks it up at the red line. Starts slowly, down the middle, on the forehand, he shoots, he scores!
Alex Kovalev had two goals in regulation, then the deciding goal in the shootout to give the East the win and claim MVP honors for himself. The season resumed, and the goals kept coming.
Gutman jamming it back into net. MacArthur centers it. Here's a shot by Stafford. He scores! Drew Stafford, his hat-trick goal, and a 9-1 lead for the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo's Drew Stafford with his second career hat-trick. Rod Phillips the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton. The three goals by Stafford were just a drop in the bucket as the Sabres handed the Oilers their worst home loss in franchise history, 10-2. Stafford scored Buffalo's first goal one night later in Calgary, but it was the Flames' Mike Camilleri who had a trick up his sleeve.
There's a shot by the Flames' Camilleri along the left wing board, tipped just wide of the Buffalo cage. Now Conroy in the right corner, pass in front, again with a shot. Save, rebound, score! Mike Camilleri! Third goal of the night, and it's 5-2 Flames!
Peter Maher with the call on Sports Radio 960 The Fan in Calgary as Camilleri's second hat-trick of the season gave him 11 goals in his last seven games and helped the Flames to a 5-2 victory. The road has not been kind to the Islanders, but perhaps the worm is starting to turn.
Into the zone off to our left. Colmo stopping in the left wing corner. Centering feed. Bailey right there. Corrals it. Back in front of Poso. He scores! Kyle Poso! The Islanders get one of them back. Oposo's got his second of the night. It is now 5-3 New York.
Kyle Oposo's second goal of the night proved to be the game winner. Steve Mears, the call on 94.3 WMJC on Long Island. The Isles led 4-0 after one period, but had to hold off Atlanta 5-4 to snap a 14-game road winless streak. Tampa Bay's Mark Recchi is one of the league's elder statesmen, and he has a record to prove it.
Left-hand shot to the hash mark. Backhand shot right on. Price makes the save. Carey Price stones Mark Recchi on the penalty shot.
Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal as Carey Price made the save, but Recchi, 4 days shy of his 41st birthday, became the oldest player in league history to attempt a penalty shot. Across the Sunshine State, penalty shots are getting to be commonplace.
Here's Radek Dvorak. Picks up the puck in center ice. Goes in, right-handed shot, fakes, shoots, he scores! Cannonball! Coming right back at you, baby! Dvorak scores on the penalty shot. 4-1 Panthers.
Randy Muller, the call on 790, the ticket in Miami as Radek Dvorak's penalty shot goal was part of a 5-1 win over Montreal. It was the Panthers' third penalty shot goal in January, making them just the second team in NHL history to score three penalty shot goals in a month. New Jersey was the first in March of 1988. And speak of the Devils, they didn't let the All-Star break slow their momentum.
Taken by Zajac, feeds it to Colin White, slap shot, save, rebound, loose, Zajac, and Langenbrunner, and finally it's Langenbrunner putting it home. An overtime game winner by the captain, and the Devils win 4-3.
Jamie Langenbrunner's second goal of the night rescued New Jersey. Matt Laughlin the call on WFAN in New York. The Bruins had erased a 2-0 deficit with three third-period goals, but Patrick Elias tied the game with a minute 45 to play to set the stage for Langenbrunner's winner. The Devils have now won seven straight. Finally, Rick Nash single-handedly led Columbus past Detroit, scoring shorthanded on the power play, and then burying the game winner in overtime for a 3-2 triumph. George Matthews had the call on the Blue Jackets radio network.
Here comes Rick Nash. Maneuvering. Little feather pass to Tuke. Back to Nash again. Lucelli's off in front. Commodore is there. This one. Needs to be. Rick Nash with the hat trick. Jackets winning in overtime.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.